No need for reinstatement for this man. He is a full member of the Wake Up Zone, and that is Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Vanderbilt had its fan day yesterday after a scrimmage on Saturday. A quick rundown of what happened over the weekend with Vanderbilt football.
Well, first, we'll start out with the fan day yesterday. It was great. Over a couple thousand on hand out in the heat to get autographs and pictures and have a good time, and the players enjoyed it very much, and you could sort of sense the enthusiasm for the upcoming season. They had the Music City Bowl Championship trophy out there, and people were lined up to get their picture made with it. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of kids out to play, so it was a great time.
Joe, do young aspiring announcers come up to you for voice and hair tips?
No, they don't come up to me for tips. They come up to me asking for jobs. I had one guy walk up to me yesterday and introduce himself and say, "I want your job." And which is fine, but they did it because they, you know, what a great job it is to have, you know, obviously to be the voice of a Southeastern Conference school. So that's fine. It was met a lot of folks and had a great time. The scrimmage, if you're an offensive minded person, I think you had to be thrilled with what you saw at the scrimmage, especially the way Vanderbilt moved the football on the ground. I think that's continued to be one of the big highlights of fall camp so far. The combination of the outstanding blocking by this offensive line and these new running backs has really provided a lot of excitement. Warren Norman with a couple of touchdown runs. Zach Stacy had a 70-yard touchdown run. Wesley Tate continues to run the ball extremely well. It was a lot of fun to see these guys in running situations just read the offensive line and go to where the hole opened up and be able to hit it and finish it. And, you know, Jared Hawkins sat out again. They're trying to, you know, make sure he's healthy for the opener. But what that's done is it's given these freshmen more reps with the first team. And I think it's really, really paid off. Kennard Reeves ran well again. So, you know, that running back spot has gone from a spot where you're worried about the depth to now appearing to be one of the deeper spots on the team. Receiver-wise, still trying to spread the ball around a little bit. Alex Washington, Udomuma with some catches. Turner Wimberly had a touchdown catch, but that's the area that's still lacking in depth right now. So hoping to get some guys healthy and back ready to play by the time the season starts. But scrimmage, I think a lot of excitement. The battle's still going on. They're hoping Ryan Fowler can take over the place-kicking duties and allow Brett Upson to just concentrate on punting. I don't think that decision's been made yet. They'll still keep an eye on them, but that would be the ideal situation if we were to work out that way.
Joe, on the offensive line at right guard, you got Eric Hensley, who started most of the games at the end of the season. Then you got big Riley Lauer, who's making a run at him. How's that competition going down?
You know, they both sort of shared the time there in the scrimmage on Saturday, and I think that's, again, going to be a decision that won't be made probably until the start of next week when they finalize a depth chart. You know, they've shuffled some guys around, moving Thomas Welch over from the right tackle to the left tackle spot to get James Williams in at the right tackle. So it's going to be a lot of veteran players on the line, but in some different places and some different situations. And again, I don't think Robbie Caldwell will make that decision probably until Sunday or Monday.
And to finish up our conversation here, the basketball team finished up its tour of Australia 3-2, losing to the Townsville Crocs 104-99.
Last two teams they played on the tour were the two best they were going to face. They lost by one to the fourth team they played. They lost by five to this one. These teams made up primarily of professional players and then added players from the Australian national team, several former U.S. collegiate players on the Australian teams. And I think one of the themes throughout the games was the Commodores battled a lot of foul trouble, especially A.J. inside. That seemed to be a pretty friendly whistle over there. So that was a problem. Jermaine Beal had 31 points in the final game. So he had an outstanding trip, and now they're beginning their trip back. It's a 27-hour trip back from Australia to here total. I believe AJ's going to stay for a few days over to play, and he's got to play some games because the Australian national team qualifying is beginning, and he wants to be a part of that, obviously. So he's going to stay there. And many of the players will go home after they get back for a few days, before they'll come back to report for school. So got to be tired, but I'm sure they'll be awfully glad they did it and glad to be back.
Which this whole deal reminded me of when Florida had the crocodile on its media guide instead of a gator.
I thought you were talking about the croc to shoe.
I wonder if Townsville ever had the same issue, only in reverse.
No, I would think they'd pretty much get it right. I think that'd be a major incident down there if that happened otherwise.
Talk to you tomorrow, Joe.
See you tomorrow, guys.